Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio, brought to you by Walsh College and Comerica Bank. Before the break, we're talking with Nadine Mustafa, our patent attorney, and talking about small businesses and at what point in time they should really go ahead and get their patent on their product. And Nadine, you know, what should a small business do? I mean, there are certain things that they can do before they file a patent in terms of sending a letter to themselves or documenting everything that they've done to prove that they've actually built this product.
Could be a small business, could be just an inventor.
It could be any kind of inventor,
right.
Now they decide to issue a patent. Are they too late?
You know, no, they are not too late. What they need to do is talk to their patent attorney up front. Even in the early stages when they come up with the idea, you don't actually need to build it. Talk to your patent attorney and get that idea on file. You should document it because that information can be useful for your patent attorney when they draft the patent application.
So it used to be, in order to claim, let's say two people kind of come up with an idea at the same time. It used to be first to invent. So you had to do things like keep a journal. You had to prove who was the first to invent the idea, who the first to come up with the idea. Now I believe it's first to file, right?
That is right.
And that's why you're emphasizing get to your patent attorney even quicker than was necessary before. Tell us, give us more information about that.
Yes, now it's a race to the patent office. So this, we had a changeover in March of 2013. We went from a first to invent system to a first to file system. So really, it's a race. So you get to your patent attorney and get that patent application on file.
And as a, I know there's something called a provisional patent, which can establish your inventorship and your claim to a date of inventorship, right? Am I saying those terms right?
That is exactly correct.
Okay, so, and that's a lower cost way of buying some time, in effect, right? Tell us about that option if you go, because instead of, you know, going to the $6,000 to $10,000 and then ultimately $25,000, you could have an interim step where you come in, you go to your patent attorney, and you file a provisional patent, right?
Correct.
And tell us about that.
So the provisional patent, it does give you, it's a very useful tool for small businesses. You use a provisional patent to get your filing date, as Jeff mentioned, and you basically have 1 year time period to get your full patent application on file.
Yeah.
One of the main things that people love the provisional patent application for is that they are allowed to mark their products with patent pending.
That is a big advantage. And what is the cost of that as opposed to the full, you know, filing a full patent? Again, roughly.
Around $2,000, $2,500.
So that's a great way to get that first to file position that you're talking about.
Right.
Give yourself a year.
Does that give you some level of protection?
Well, the provisional patent application is not actually examined by the patent office. It's basically a placeholder application.
Got it. And at this point in time, you know, all over the world, there's a lot of smart people, and a lot of people are developing products and ideas. And if somebody files for a patent here in the U.S., and somebody files for a patent in Sweden, or somebody files for a patent in China, what level of protection do they have?
Well, if somebody files for a patent overseas, that can basically be used against you. So your whatever you're filing a patent application on, that has to be a new and what's called a non-obvious idea. So really, it's a race against the world.
Got it.
So someone, if it's out there filed and it's in the public domain,
Correct. That
idea out there because someone filed in China, it's published, whatever it may be, you can't file. I mean, you really have no right to claim the idea here as yours here in the U.S. under the patent system.
Yeah.
So has it gotten more difficult to get a patent approved because it is such a global race?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot out there. You have to think even printed publications, any oral presentations that were given around the world, you know, that type of thing can be used against you.
And when you do get that first to file date, a patent, again, allows you to keep others from making, using, or selling your idea, assuming you get the patent issued. I want to talk about two things, though. One is a patent search. So, first, the patent's good for 20 years from the date of filing, right?
That is right.
Okay, 20 years. So I get this patent, I'm good for 20 years, but before I get it, I have to do what's called a patent search. I have to know what other prior art's out there, and that helps you make your application and understand whether or not you should even pursue the patent. I mean, if the idea's out there. So how does someone, do I use a patent attorney to do the search? Can I do it on my own? If so, how does it work either way?
Yeah, and you can go out there and you can do your own type of searching, but I always recommend that you have a patent attorney do it, because there's certain terminology that's used in the field that you're looking to patent on that might not be something that you're accustomed to.
But if someone wants to do it on their own, give us a tip. Where can I go to do that?
You know, there's websites out there. Freepatentsonline.com is one that I like to use. You can do regular Google searching. So you just type it in and see if somebody else has your idea out there. You should not pursue the patent process.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
And so once I have a patent, and we're gonna talk to an inventor in a minute who's on the way to getting this idea to be successful for them. But before you get to that point, I get this patent. Now I have to decide, I can go to market by producing it and distributing it and marketing it myself, or I can do it by what's called license and earning royalties. And we've all heard a lot about this. Quickly touch on for us. What does that mean if I want to license the idea to some company?
A manufacturing company.
A manufacturing company, a brand, a consumer brand, whatever it may be, wherever the idea fits, I license it to them. How does that work? What do I get? How does that work?
Well, a license is basically a grant of permission. So you, as the patent holder, have a bunch of rights. For example, you mentioned them before. Use, sell, manufacture. So you're essentially, with a license, giving a licensee one of those rights or all of those rights.
Right. In a territory or multiple territories.
Correct.
Yeah. And I receive then in exchange for that what's called a royalty.
Yes.
So on a unit that sells of whatever my idea is, they get the lion's share, obviously, of the proceeds. And I get, 5%, 10%? I mean, that's kind of what I'm familiar with. By the way, I was an inventor. I got a patent on something called the Battery Buddy, got it to market. So I've been through this process.
Hey, a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing.
Well, and it's all about volume, too. You know, I may get 100% of selling 10 units. That's not as good as getting 5% on selling a million units. So
exactly.
If that company can get you into that volume position, and not to mention, you don't have to take the upfront costs if you license.
Sure.
You don't have to take the risks.
Right.
You know, the company may have the know-how, the connections, the distribution.
Well, it also validates your idea.
Yeah.
Somebody
exactly.
wanted the Battery Buddy. It's like, okay, they understand. They see the value of your idea.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now, we mentioned that we've got inventors calling into the show, and indeed we do. We've got Lee Miller calling in from New York, who's got an invention. We're going to hear all about it. So let's use this as an opportunity to learn about Lee's invention, but also to learn. And Nadine, you stick with us through the entire show. Feel free to ask questions, make comments.
And this is where the rubber meets the road. So what
absolutely.
I'm really, really excited to learn about Lee is, first of all, he's funded this with a Kickstarter campaign, so he's raised a tremendous amount of money for the idea. So he's had the idea. He saw the opportunity. He's got to market it. He's got to build it. He's raising the money. Is he worried about his patent? We're going to find out.
All right. Right now, Lee, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
All right, right on. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about, to the extent that you're comfortable, tell us about your idea.
Sure. It's out there, so I can tell you all about it.
All right.
Kittyo, K-I-T-T-Y-O, is a device and app that allows pet parents to keep in touch with their cats when they're not at home.
And that's a great idea. I would think a lot of pet lovers want to keep an eye on their dog or their cat.
I think, and you said keep in touch. Tell us, give us a little more description of how this works.
Sure. So with the app, you can remotely make a sound to attract your cat into the room. And then when you move, then there's a live video feed through the device. And through your app, when you move your finger over the screen, it moves a laser for your cat to run around and play with.
Okay, so we've been talking about patents. That's an interesting idea.
Right.
Do you have a patent on it? Have you applied for a patent?
I do. I just want to add one more thing to that description.
Oh, sure.
You can record video, you can share the video, you can talk to your cat, and also you can dispense treats. There's a treat dispenser on the bottom.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Tell us, did you pursue a patent on it?
I did. That was the first thing I did was reach out to a patent attorney, do the initial search, and create the patent. And go through the exact process that was just described.
And where are you in the process?
So the year passed, so we had the provisional patent for
Right,
a
you
year.
Filed a provisional. We talked about that earlier. That established your priority date. Yep.
Right,
and then
the
year passed.
Submit it to the patent office.
Yep.
So,
hold on. The year passed. Have you filed the full application yet?
Yes.
Okay.
And Leah, so what point in time, so really early on, you said, hey, I've got something here that nobody else has. I need to file a patent and protect it.
Exactly. What's the question? Like, when did I do that in the process?
Well, it sounded like you did it right away. You recognized right away early on that you had one. So did you do some research throughout the world? Did you Google it? Did you see if anything else was available first?
I did a lot of research on my own. I just assumed that the attorney could do a more detailed search,
which
they did. And then they give you the initial report, whether it comes back in your favor or not. And it did, so we pursued it and created a pretty detailed application.
That's really great. Now, listen, in a minute here, we're going to have to go to a break. Before we do go to the break, though, I just want to understand, are you in market with this product right now and already earning revenue?
No, we are in the middle of our Kickstarter campaign. We launched to raise $30,000, which we raised very quickly, like half an hour. And now it's just under 2 weeks, and we're almost at $200,000. So we have a few weeks left in this process.
Okay, and as I said, we want to hear more from you. You're going to stick with us, and when we come back from the break, we want to hear the rest of the story. We're going to have a few questions. Nadine, maybe you can throw out a question about his patent process, and Dan and I will continue to probe on what it takes to get an invention to market.
Now we got to market it.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about how to get it to market. Now, all right, great. After this break on Startup Nation Radio, stick with us.